The Newsreel presents The Soundtrack Corner. In this edition of The Soundtrack Corner, we conclude my musical journey in this part 3 of 3. I hope you've enjoyed this musical journey.
A film music giant recently passed away. His name is Jerry Goldsmith. He's written such popular scores such as Air Force One, The Mummy, and The Omen trilogy. I was first exposed to him when I was driving to Los Angeles running an errand, and I had the classical music station tuned. And the DJ played this song, he didn't give the credits and the name and the artist. The song was so moving that the radio station was bombarded with phone calls, faxes, emails, anything that people could get their hands on to try to make contact with the DJ. So the DJ took a special break to announce what that song was. And he said that was the September 11th, 2001 theme from The Last Castle. And I saw The Last Castle, and I didn't remember hearing that piece of music. But that's all it took for me. Run to the store, buy the score, and put it on my CD player. This is the theme from The Last Castle, titled September 11, 2001, because the composer Jerry Goldsmith took 24 notes and wrote it on the day of September 11th. So it's with loving dedication that he dedicated to the memories of those lost on September 11, 2001. And it's altogether fitting that I choose a wonderful memorial work by film music giant Jerry Goldsmith. Enjoy this next piece, September 11, 2001, the theme from The Last Castle. Every concert has their violin soloist moment. And I have chosen two selections from the film The Red Violin because the cues are short. And I want to introduce you to violinist Joshua Bell. He plays his next two pieces so fervently and beautifully. The Red Violin score is virtually a violin concerto lasting over an hour long. This first song is called Etudes. The scene it pertains to is Death of Casper. It's short, but please pay close attention because you'll only be listening to one violin. ¶¶ Our second piece from the Red Violin is called Pope's Concert. Please enjoy the second piece of our violin concerto moment. Batman Begins, which was the most controversial score of the year, that was 2005. The selection I've chosen is Molossus. However, this version is different from what's available on the soundtrack. This is the orchestral version, since the original score is very synth-heavy. So please enjoy this orchestral rendition of the synthesized action piece Molossus by Hans Zimmer and James Newton Howard. I want to leave you with my first expensive score purchased, which was a $48 one for a used copy of this fun, swashbuckling, slapstick funny comedy, Rat Race. It was composed by John Powell. It's a funny movie, which I do recommend to many, but the score itself is what really carried the film, because it really accentuated every moment of the film that required score. Only fitting and proper that I choose this one, because sometimes I even laugh when I'm listening to the score. Not because I remember what scene it accompanies, but because the music itself sounds funny. So what I leave you with is the song selection called Helicopter Dance, from the film Rat Race by composer John Powell. This is the encore segment of this audio concert, so I decided to take two more songs and leave you with those. This next song is called The Kiss, from Last of the Mohicans, scored by Trevor Jones and Randy Edelman. I've chosen this song because it reminds me of my sister. It's one of her favorite scores, and she loves hearing this over and over and over again. That's why I have selected it. So please enjoy this, The Kiss, from The Last of the Mohicans, by Trevor Jones and Randy Edelman. Thank you. I'd like to leave you with this last song by Hans Zimmer, because this next song is one of his earlier works when Hans Zimmer came across the shores from Europe to do scores here. And it's for a movie called Backdraft. It's a firefighter epic movie by Ron Howard. And this song is called Show Me Your Fire Truck.
Segovia, and thank you for joining me on this edition of the Soundtrack Corner.